Life on the Mississippi River. Many of Mark Twain's novels and short stories take place on the Mississippi River. When Mark Twain was a boy, he lived on the river and had many adventures there. This great river is born in Lake Itasca in Minnesota and goes down to the Gulf of Mexico. It is around 2,300 miles long. The Mississippi has many branches in 25 states of the United States. The Tennessee River, the Ohio River, the Wabash River, the Illinois River, the Missouri River, the Yellowstone River, the Platte River, the Arkansas River, and the Red River. The name Mississippi comes from Indian words, Missi and Sippi, big water. Many American Indian tribes lived on the Mississippi River, the Fox, Winnebago, Ojibwa, Sac, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Natchez, and Yazoo. They traveled on the big river in their canoes for centuries until the middle of the 19th century. Hernando de Soto, a Spanish explorer of the 1500s, was the first white man to see and explore the Mississippi. The French were the first white people to live on the river. They founded the city of New Orleans in the early 18th century. Today, New Orleans is an important city on the Gulf of Mexico. American explorers traveled on the Mississippi River and its branches to explore new lands. In 1803, the American president, Thomas Jefferson, bought Louisiana from France for $15 million. He asked Meriwether Lewis and William Clark to explore this immense territory. The Lewis and Clark expedition began in May 1804 and ended in September 1806. They traveled about 8,000 miles from Missouri to the Pacific Ocean. It was very successful. Lewis and Clark brought back many maps and a lot of information about the northwestern part of America. After the Lewis and Clark expedition, many people went to live on the land near the river. Towns and cities were born on the Mississippi River and its branches. Towns and cities such as New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Memphis, St. Louis, Minneapolis, and St. Paul were busy places, and some became important commercial and financial centers. In the early 1800s, the steamboat became very popular. Every day, hundreds of steamboats traveled on the Great River, carrying people and cargo. Today, millions of Americans live on the river. Steamboats still travel on the Mississippi, and there are also special steamboats for tourists.